Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Faulty Logic Podcast number 7. As always, I'm joined by the devilish Dinah Place, the mathematical Marcus Nunes. I am the amazing Andrew Edwards. Today, we've got 87 special guests. We've got the charismatic Char Lopez, the terrific Tony Lopez, the craptastic Christina Cash. Guys? We've got the craptastic outlaw Josie Brown and the uptown Joseph Brown. Much like the cream, we always rise to the top.
Motherfucking top. You know it, man. You know it.
Top, top, top.
We rise to the top.
Except for Parker. Dickhead.
Fuck Parker.
Fuck you, Parker.
We rise to the top.
Not here again.
Fuck you, Parker. We rise to the motherfucking top. Fuck you, Parker.
To the top.
Oh, well, we got Marcos.
All right, as always, man, we got today in history, you know, following up on pretty much traditions of the last podcast. We're going to follow it up with 21st birthday stories, then going on to Christmas, because the holidays are coming up, the Christmas holidays, of course. Ooh. And then we're going to end it with horror movies, maybe with one more topic or so. But let's move it forward and go to today in history. Diana, what you got?
In 1940, Adolf Hitler issues his secret plans for the invasion of the Soviet Union, which is known as the Operation Barbarossa.
Hey, let's talk about how terrible of an idea it was to go in the Soviet Union in the middle of winter. Terrible. That's all we need to know. It was a fucking terrible idea.
I thought it would be a great idea.
Well, you know, we're...
Obviously, some people thought so.
Let's, Hitler. You know, let's go in negative 45-degree weather.
Look where he ended up.
Yeah. 70 dead.
Dead.
Motherfucking dead.
Motherfucking dead.
Yeah, motherfucking but not dead. He ended up dead after he killed how many people?
And himself.
250 zillion? Yeah, I believe so.
Well,
my math might be a little bit wrong.
My math was correct.
Well, he was obviously smart enough to kill
a lot. Awful.
I think maybe about 45 trillion people?
No.
What happened?
He killed a lot of
At least everyone on Earth was dead.
It was at least a couple hundred.
So,
a couple hundred trillion? Yeah,
from what I remember.
Anyway,
let's Let's get to the next point. So we got the outlaw Josie Brown here. She turns 21 on the what date? The 26th?
The 26th.
The 26th.
The day after Christmas.
Everyone else here is 21 years at least 21 years old. Let's start with some 20-year-old stories. Let's go with Marcos. What you got? What happened on your 21st birthday?
All right, man. 21st birthday story, man. It was a couple months before I deployed to Bagram. 2007, yep. We went to Contiki. I was already talking about the story earlier.
The scorpion? Did you have a scorpion?
Yep. Had the scorpion bowl at least twice. A couple scorpion bowls. Then my friend, fucking Brandon Rush, said, hey, man, let's have some Irish car bombs. I said, fuck, man. Dude. I'm already drunk. So I'm like, that's it. Bring it on, man. We were having tequila shots, fucking scorpion bowls. He brings on the fucking Irish car bombs. I'm having whatever. I'm all right.
Can you get more than two scorpions? Because
I'm smoking GPCs, man. You know, the fucking cheapest cigarettes known to a fucking man.
We get a couple Lucy's.
Go to the bathroom. I'm fucking everything is spinning, man. I come out. I throw up right on the floor. On Contiki, and I look around. Nobody notices, man. It's kind of weird. I could just stood there for like 3 hours and be like, fuck it, I'm all right, man. I'll just keep dancing. Nobody will notice. I don't know where that shit came from. Some other douchebag.
Probably fucking goddamn
but
cocksucking Air Force people.
Finally, we leave, right? We were in my cousin's, her little sidekick, a little Suzuki Jeep type shit, whatever the fuck it was.
Suzuki.
I'm wearing my San Francisco Giants fucking, it was like a custom fucking red hat. You know what I mean? So we're going on a ride, man. I'm like, oh, this shit's making me nauseous. I take my hat off. I throw up right in the fucking hat. Like, oh, I'm not trying to fuck up your floors, you know.
Do you still have a hat?
Nah, man. I got rid of that shit. I love that hat because I know the next day or two I was looking at it like, fuck, I like this hat, man. But I was trying to think of ways to try to salvage that fucking thing, but I just threw it away, man. I'm like, fuck it. It's trash. And I was about to deploy. I'm like, I'll get some new shit when I come back.
That's a normal 21st birthday. How about you, Diana? What happened to you?
I don't know about normal, but
I literally have nothing for my 21st birthday. I just got a tattoo.
Yeah, I do that's too. It. Yeah.
Gross. That's it.
Like, I know. The tattoo it's boring. Is the woman, like, they don't do a lot of shit. They just, like, they're not, I mean, the good girls, I would say. Some of the bad girls, they all I did fucking was get a tattoo. Have sex with every dirty motherfucker they can. But, like, I think that, like,
wow.
The first...
So every other girl tries to have... You get a tattoo, every girl tries no, to have sex with
but
you.
But you're either good or bad. I think that, like, the original one,
so in between.
It's a tattoo versus losing, like...
Yeah, it's a tattoo versus a penis going inside.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, right? That's fair, that's hey, fair. What about you, Tony, it's, man? It's did you do anything down. Crazy for your 21st birthday, man?
Nah, man. Like, you my 21st birthday, I remember going to, like, a drive-thru fucking liquor store.
I was going to say Sonic.
I was going to say McDonald's. Cup double
so
cheeseburger.
My boy was overage, and he was like, hey, man, let's go get a drink. I was like, all right, cool. You turn 21. So, right. So we go to a drive-thru liquor store in Phoenix. He's like, all right, man, we're going to get, like, a couple of mall liquors. So he gets me one. I'm going to drive.
What'd he get around. You, man? Do you remember Mickey's Old English?
It was like probably like Steel Reserve, man. Like,
here's a goddamn 211 wait, Steel Reserve. Drink this shit, it was like, you'll be dead for the next couple days.
Now that I think about it, it was like, that was the worst shit I've ever drank.
What like, was that shitty ass?
I almost choked on my Corona, and that's water.
Like, Mad Dog 2020.
Like back in the day, I was like, oh, it's cool, man. It's liquor, whatever. I'm 21. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Just fuck get but, that Mad you know, Dog, man.
Yeah. So we're cruising his fucking
6'4"
in his Nissan fucking
Altima Sentra.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Right. Close enough. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So we were just cruising down, and he's like, he takes me down to the liquor store, and we grab a couple of beers, and we're like cruising down. I feel a little cool, and I don't know, man. We're just drinking, and
that's
feel a little bad. Yeah, that was all it.
Because, I was hoping you say like you murdered some people or something. No, check it out. Like,
sometimes you just gotta chill, man. You know what I mean?
That's like, what it was.
I'm gonna have a couple drinks and I'm a chill, man.
That's what it was. Like,
so
we were just
who has
down.
The craziest story here? Like, who?
Oh,
has the craziest, like,
Joseph.
That's the story.
Joseph too.
Are we talking about who the day we turned 21?
No, we got pregnant.
The craziest story. The 21st.
Babies came. Alcohol. Throw up.
Oh, it doesn't count because Josie's not even 21 yet.
I'm pretty
so.
Sure I had the craziest 18 story. Oh, yeah.
18? Is, we're talking about 21st.
Yeah. I'm
21st.
Sure. We all have 18 you are already. And down crazy shit we did.
Yeah.
But, Christina Cash, she had her fucking first kid on her 21st birthday.
Hey, congratulations. You know. How old is he now? 18, I believe? 19?
What, my dog?
In dog years?
In dog years?
In dog years, about 67.
844,106 a minute.
It's all right. He's barely living. Those He's like good. Mr. Burns, but...
Those were not numbers. Those were not numbers. Those were not
words. Smithers.
Kid, I swear.
Smithers got him going alive.
Even though Edwards hates him.
Joseph?
You're 18. Or you're 21st.
Yeah. 21st.
So like I said...
1,000 birthday.
It's your 21st birthday... As in the day,
get close,
or the party.
I don't give a whatever, fuck. Whatever you got, well,
no,
super shit face.
No, because the day is boring. I went to a gas station. That's it.
Woo!
But the party,
well, as
turn
we all
up.
Did.
But you the party, not give a fuck about your 21st birthday.
Yeah.
I'll get you pictures.
So on your 21st birthday, you're out having sex with hookers. Go on.
Anyway,
gross. Keep going.
So at this time, I have two other roommates.
Hookers, go ahead.
Hookers. And one of them is usually in charge of inviting people.
Thank you. So, yeah,
usually a max of 30 people.
So you're an orgy. Go on. Tell me about
orgy,
tell us about this orgy.
And this night, he's like, no, I just want to stay in. I don't want many people here, so just invite a few people.
So, all right, this orgy you had, how many black women were there?
Oh, good question.
It is a college town.
Carry the two.
Carry the two.
Times
ten.
One.
Squared.
One. One and a half.
You know.
So you were 21. That makes the outlaw Josie Brown was...
16.
Damn.
16. Yes. Was she there at the party?
Yes. She was not there at the party.
Maybe.
Did you know?
Maybe. There were 500
heads up.
People, so.
Don't shoot. Yeah.
That's, you know, whatever. So we got Marcos was shit faced. Diana got tattoo. Mm-hmm. Uptown Joseph Brown.
Huge orgy.
Orgy. The outlaw the Joseph man. Brown. Give her about 9 days. Christina Cash orgy. the terrific Tony Lopez, normal. Yeah. The charismatic Charlie Lopez, normal.
Boogada,
and me, I had, a twelvesome.
Tell us, man.
So completely boring.
It was a 12-some. It was like gross. 12 dudes.
I mean
12 dudes. I mean 12 females.
12 dudes. No chicks. You know
what's better than had a 21 topic is
22 Vegas. Dudes.
Vegas. If anybody's been to Vegas,
man.
You what?
I went there for my 30th birthday. It was just pure shit.
Vegas?
That's because you were 30.
You don't know how to do it. Wow. Yeah.
I don't
yes, sir.
Is an outlaw
she hit it.
What's the second subject?
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about Christmas. Today in history, we fucking covered
Hitler.
Hitler and
21st birthdays.
21st birthdays.
Let's talk about Christmas because Christmas is like
pretty much everybody.
A week from now.
Everybody talked about the 21st birthday. Right?
Yeah, we did.
All right, man. So next. Shit.
Christmas, right?
Christmas, man. With Christmas. Two S's. All right. Christmas stories, man. What you guys got?
For a second.
Nah, yeah, you're good, man.
Christmas, I have a story. And don't talk shit, either of you. Yeah.
We won't, but we might.
Yeah.
Which one?
No problem.
So when I was little, like 7.
Thousand.
7.
Okay.
I don't know if it was my imagination or what, but I could swear I saw Santa.
Jesus, you swear Santa?
I swear to God.
He's coming down the chimney?
Yeah, we had a fireplace.
Did he burn his butt?
Was he stuck? Like, oh, fuck. His goddamn pants ripped. His fucking tighty whities with hearts on them.
No, I don't know why I thought I saw him. I just did it. I just seriously thought I did. I don't know.
You probably
didn't until see him. This day. I like maybe it was a dream. Maybe
a tree.
Possibly. It was real.
Nope.
Nobody.
He's there.
No.
He's so bad.
It was real.
Do you believe?
I talked myself out of believing that, but obviously, like,
no, he was real.
Do you really have to go pee?
I really have to go pee.
Too bad. So
Andrew Edwards has to go pee. But luckily, he just peed his pants, so he won't be leaving.
So about Christmas. So I'm not going to the bathroom yet because...
That's all right, though, Ben. But like, I'm pretty sure a few of us have had stories like that. Like, man, that was real.
You know what I mean? Don't know. Like,
nope.
I lived in Washington growing up. So
were you never 5? Or 4?
I think I was adopted once.
Yeah.
Santa was a great fucking Christmas show because he always got me shitty like socks shit.
My parents shit.
He has to have gifts for everybody in the world. Mm-hmm. You're not that important.
I'll tell you a story, man. I remember when I was young, man. I used to wake up. I still remember the dreams till now.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, I'd be like in a Mojave Desert type fucking setting area, and it'd be like a bunch of fucking snakes and like death, man.
Terrible dream.
Like, oh, this shit sucks. And then I wake up and I'd be outside, like, what presents. The fuck just happened? Pretty much.
You would like sleepwalk outside?
Yeah.
That's a terrible fucking Christmas present song.
Nah, my parents would be like, all right, you're not playing Mortal Kombat anymore.
Because Mortal Kombat, obviously, like, Luke Kang fucking Bicycle King motherfuckers is what brought you outside. That made no goddamn sense.
My best Christmas story was actually with the three wise men. You guys are familiar with that?
What is it, man?
Hispanic story, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah,
sure.
The three wise men come. Right. So it's a little bit different than Santa Claus and whatnot. So I wake up one night and the three wise men come and they have a bike for me. I wake up as a kid and there's a bike like in my living room. And that's what I asked for. And it, like, Santa Claus never delivered, but the three wise men did, you know?
Those motherfuckers came through.
Right? Yeah, right?
They did. You should
ask
for
the Santa.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that dude didn't give shit. The
three wise
men. Right. The three wise men like came through with the bike and I was like, that's all I wanted.
Should ask for some gold, frankincense,
and myrrh. Right. Like at least three things, you know. But
what the fuck am I gonna do with myrrh?
Yeah, so
what the fuck is myrrh?
I don't fucking know.
Speaking of myrrh.
It's Merle.
I don't fucking
But hey, hold on, man. So they come through. Hold on. They come through with your bike.
Yeah, right.
What happens next?
So when I was a kid, I wake up in the middle or in the morning
I was excited, you know. I was just like ready to go. I took my bike and I rode around the neighborhood, and I was the happiest kid ever, you know. It's yeah. just like
that's funny that you say that about being a kid. Like, do you remember growing up as a child? Like, December 1st comes, you're like, this month is gonna be the longest fucking month ever. As you're an adult, like, I didn't it's like whatever. Last thing I remember was August, and now it's fucking December 20th, basically.
Yeah.
Like, growing up, Christmas was the greatest thing ever. As your adult, you're like, kid, yeah. I hope everyone dies because I don't want to pay for Christmas.
Having kids now.
Hold on. Back to your story, Tony.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? Did some spectacular or weird happen next? Or you wake up, you got the bike. Did you actually get the bike? Or did you wake up and like, fuck, it was all a dream?
No, I did. I wake up Christmas morning and it was the bike was there. Like, it was magic. Shit. It was magic for me. Like, I actually believed in the three wise men, you know? Like, I was like, oh, shit, you know, this is real. This is real.
I mean, at least they brought you a bike and not some fucking oil.
Yeah.
You know, it was chain oil.
As a kid, it was real to me. Like, I believed in all that shit. And that was the thing about being a kid. You know, it was good.
I still believe in Santa.
That's probably
real.
my best.
He's totally fucking
my
real.
Best childhood memory.
His name's Talon.
That sounds like a good memory, man.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean.
Shit.
His name is cool. Scott Calvin.
Yeah, Scott right. Calvin.
Scott Calvin.
Bike.
Yeah. No.
Santa. No. Chris Pratt.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, do you guys believe that it's better to tell children that there is a Santa Claus? Or do you believe that it's better to be honest with children
or what
with
age?
Your beliefs?
No, nah, Santa Claus is real, so I'm down with telling them.
Santa Claus is real to a certain age limit, and then eventually the motherfucker goes on unemployment.
I'm 32, Santa Claus is still real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's unemployed. His fucking reindeer
is
dead.
He's not unemployed.
Mm-hmm. What is he then?
He's real. Those cookies.
I say give them that fantasy. Definitely.
Yeah.
For a while,
as
right?
Kids, yeah. As it's kids, for sure. Long. You got to.
Let I mean, my sister know. Fucked it up. Let she told innocent. Me when I was like five.
Oh,
which sister?
She's like, bitch, he ain't real.
I just think that there's a limit to that, right?
Which sister?
I'd say when
my oldest old one. Enough,
I
what's
think
her name?
About 11. I think 11 is a good age.
You said your sister's name is Judas?
11's a good age.
Candace.
Candace.
Tell us a little bit more about Candace.
I just think at a certain point when you start signing Santa's signature.
Come on,
and you are
she's a beautiful old lady.
Okay.
Yeah. How long can you go?
I do not like lying gorgeous. To my kids.
I don't like female. Lying either because I appreciate right, well, the bad.
It's not there's, lying because Santa's real.
There's
she's not
a difference.
Smart.
So wait.
There's a difference blonde. Between lying you, and...
I take over for that.
I do love you, lying.
I support her. I love her.
There's a difference between lying and letting them live out their childhood.
Exactly. Do you... Yeah, do exactly. you... Do you give gifts that say Santa Claus on it?
Of
yeah,
course.
Small ones.
Yeah,
I do that to
kids,
my mom.
You guys are like
Santa
2 years
on it. Like socks.
Joey is not
no,
getting
I just leave it blank.
Super muscle socks.
I leave it blank because I don't forge signatures. But
that's illegal.
But no, I will I will have a small gift that Santa gave them.
Okay, so you okay, so here you guys. There was parentheses that were
parentheses.
Given as
Santa.
Yeah, same it was
because I pay the goddamn bills here.
No, seriously, my mom still puts Santa Claus on my presents,
oh, so
and I'm
mom.
Freaking.
Your mom? Yeah.
No, I don't believe in forging signatures.
Your
I just
mom
know
also
her
handwriting
asked
about
now.
Okay, the goddamn
but no,
red
I will. I will let them
the
know
wings.
That Santa will bring
I
them
mean,
a small gift.
Personally, having
because I mean, there's millions of fucking kids around. Yeah. You're not yeah. special.
I do not like the idea of Santa bringing the huge and spectacular gifts because
I don't either.
By the time your kid goes to school, mm-hmm. that kid is going to say, "Oh man,
yeah, I'll
Santa, just,
shit,
Santa just got me an Xbox. Right.
There's
all
Santa
yeah.
shit.
And there's that poor kid.
And that's,
I mean,
that's how
maybe
I like
not
your
poor.
Idea.
She has a point.
Yeah, maybe about not poor. I shouldn't say
giving
poor.
Them the small
but,
fucking
but
gift.
Exactly.
Exactly.
For black child.
Less special. Yes, less than poor.
There's millions of kids worldwide,
and we'll live that. That fantasy, But you know what? My parents are fucking awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. I buy you the good fucking shit, you know what? Motherfucker.
Like, okay, Santa Claus is real, but my parents are even
You know
better.
What? I don't think, I don't, exactly. I just, I'm sorry, Santa as soon as your people. Kid hits double digits.
Yeah.
You gotta be honest.
It's a little bit too late. Yeah.
Nah. My mom still isn't honest. I'm gonna be honest about my mom still not Santa. Being honest.
Fuck it.
Oh no, Josie.
So saying
you know what? No, what? We're fuck Christmas. We're adults. Let's talk about horror movies.
Okay.
Oh,
Christmas. Horror. I got this right here. I got this.
Oh,
top three. All right. Top three horror movies. Go, Marcos.
Cash is out.
Ever.
Go. God damn. Shit. All right. Hold on. You know what? Mind. Nightmare on Elm Street still kind of freaks me out.
Classic.
Looking at I still want to get a buddy doll, man, because of Chucky. No.
Chucky.
You know what I mean? Just to have him around. So if you guys come over. A buddy doll would just be chilling there, like, "Hey, come on in!" And I'm just gonna fucking stab you as you're fucking doing this podcast.
Fuck that,
Chucky! I'd kick
him. So you got Nightmare on the Street, Chucky,
and the Conjuring movies.
Goddamn,
freaked me the fuck out.
That second one was legit.
It was.
The first one freaked me out. The second one, goddamn, it was even worse.
Especially
man.
That Slender Man shit when turned from the from the dog to the Crooked Man.
My kids called Crooked Man.
Crooked Man, the Crooked Man.
My dick was all up inside me because I was so scared. I was like, hey, I'm totally jacked.
Did you guys know that the guy that played Crooked Man was an actual person?
Yeah, it wasn't CGI.
It was not CGI. It was like a
fucking tall.
Well, yeah,
fucking 7-plus-foot tall, skinny fucking ass dude that was in a suit
and shit.
All right, Diana, your turn.
That is fucking weird.
Insidious,
classic,
Sinister.
That's good.
And the Conjuring movies.
I feel like I don't even answer right now because those are fucking.
Hey, hold on. Legit. What about? I mean, I know we didn't watch it because we heard it was garbage. But what was it? What the fuck was the movies? It was the second part to him. Not Insidious Grudge. 2, right?
Sinister.
Sinister 2. Oh.
Sinister 2 was garbage.
I heard it was garbage.
We haven't watched it yet.
I want to add that Sinister made me kind of creeped out to look out my window at night.
Well, Sinister was fucking scary. Anytime there's really
children involved, it's terrifying.
Just the fact that the children are
terrifying. Because children are terrifying.
Diana got Sinister,
Insidious,
Conjuring.
The Conjuring movies.
Joe, what you got?
Really, only Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't like scary movies.
Everyone hates Nightmare on Elm Street.
You're scared of scary movies?
I'm super scared.
Nightmare on Elm Street was the worst.
Is that something I'm going to be able to make fun of?
Look at Outlaw's face.
What you got, Josie?
What you got, Josie?
Yeah. I was going to add Sinister. I knew it was relevant. I knew it was like newer, so I didn't know.
Sinister, I love Sinister.
I mean, it was so good.
Sinister, man, that got me. Like, especially the lawnmower scene.
Just imagine, man, that shit happened to you. You have a lawnmower coming at you, like my face is about to get that.
No, not only that though. Can you imagine looking at this baby that you raised your entire life, and they are trying to fucking kill you?
That's what gets me. I would try to get up and give him a rock bottom, people's elbow.
Fucking elbow drop.
Most of us.
No joke.
If you put him in a fucking cross face, there's nothing to do.
Most of us, except for Cash, has kids. So
my dog is a kid.
Here. The dog does count.
I don't think your dog is going to kill you.
Unless it's Cujo.
Rottweiler.
In the past.
All right, Christina, what you got?
Yeah. All right, top three. You guys ready for this?
I
got a good one.
A leg drop by my German Shepherd.
Wait.
Okay, close enough.
The Mummy.
The Mummy?
That's not even a scary fucking
Brandon, hey, Brandon Fraser? Brandon Fraser?
I saw that when I was in middle school.
This Mummy's not scary. Jesus.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
That was more for like moms to look at Brandon Fraser topless.
I seriously had nightmares. Do you see my face right now? Mummy's crawling up my street.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had nightmares of Brandon Fraser before.
Brandon Fraser is a nightmare. I give you that one.
All right.
So you said The Mummy. Number two.
So all right, go.
Funny. Fucking Rose Red.
Okay, so
I don't even know that movie.
Yeah, that's creepy. That's legit.
Okay, so since
I'm pretty sure it's Red Rose.
So since everyone said
that was creepy.
All right, Elm next Street. One. I'm next,
not there is a Red Rose movie.
Next old. Shitty movie you're gonna say, Christina?
Yeah. No.
Go ahead, girl.
Christina, just say number next three. Shitty movie, Home Besides Alone or something dumb.
Home Alone 3: The Return of the Cyclops.
I don't watch scary movies. You know this.
So,
The Purge 5.
What movie did we see, Christina, that was scary?
Was that movie?
Was it Blair Witch?
Blair Witch Project 6.
No, that was you.
Oh, it was the Ouija.
That was a stupid movie.
We see
that
the Ouija. We see the Ouija origin.
That wasn't scary.
And she's in this theater like, No. First she's like, this is fucking boring. I hate this fucking movie. And then the motherfucker climbs the wall creepily. She's like,
okay, that was disgusting. I can't handle that. The bitch was crawling on the wall. That's not my shit.
All right, Char, what you got?
My legs were to my face. I was holding them.
Top three, Char, what you got?
Well, the top three were said, but starting with recent, I would say Hostel, because it's more of a recent. That's some fucked up shit right there.
That brings up a good point. Don't get me wrong. Do you consider gore as horror?
Okay,
like,
wait.
That's like saying Saw is horror.
Okay, no, it's not. Because if you think about where that originated, you can't help staying in a hotel where millionaires can kill you. They have enough money to get away with murder.
That's it is a legit thing. So that's
what Hostel is originally about.
What are they going to do with that uppercut coming out?
So let's say Hostel. Elm Street is epic because you're in your dreams. You can't do anything about that.
It's true.
So Elm Street is obviously the original scary movie of all times.
Right.
But I would say Hostel and Exorcist. Because I am a religious person, but if I had to go into deep thought of religious sacred, like where you can't have any power or control over what happens or whatever spiritual being you believe in, I would say Exorcist goes deeper than deeper than it could go. So those would be my two picks out of whatever you guys pick, because the Elm Street was my number one for sure.
That's a good
So what you got, Tony? What you got?
So the one movie that fucked me up as a child was It.
Goddamn it, man. Jesus Christ.
Pennywise the Clown.
And like watching that movie as an adult, it is terrible.
It still terrorized me.
It's really bad.
That book. You know what? They're remaking it.
You know the remake?
I know. Yeah. They're remaking it.
Have you seen the pictures of
I cannot wait.
You know,
it looks so scary.
And I cannot wait to watch it.
Watching any of those old horror flicks, man, it's still kind of like,
I can't watch it.
I don't know, man. Something about them, it just fucks you up, man.
I don't even watch
the movie, and I read the book afterwards, and the book was like, my soul was hurt after that shit.
Soul
was lost. It was a book, baby.
It's a Stephen King book.
Yeah, Stephen King.
That's cocaine Stephen King.
That was one of the original Stephen King's movies. Yeah, or books.
I didn't know that there was
it one. For sure.
Here's a picture of the new Pennywise. Check it out.
Is that Mads?
He looks pretty fucking creepy.
Can I see that new picture?
It's not Mads.
I'm pretty sure I didn't invite him to our kids' fourth birthday.
To be honest, the original is scary.
That is the reason why I'm picked by
the original is fucking clowns.
I don't see their purpose. Let's invite this guy to our fucking birthday party or whatnot. You know, I don't think so. He's gonna get everybody.
I am just afraid.
I mean, I've been scared of dreams since.
No,
God, like any like sewer.
Thank you. How about
fuck that
Candyman? How do you feel? How do you guys feel about Candyman?
Oh my god,
that motherfucker's creepy, man.
That was actually my second.
Candyman.
That also terrified me so much. I couldn't watch that by myself.
I couldn't be in the bathroom by myself for in the dark for a while. You know?
I love scary movies.
So you got It, Candyman. What's your third?
Fucking Pennyman. That son of a bitch.
Wait, who's Stingy. Pennyman?
Tony, what's your third?
My third would be... Oh, man. Freddy Krueger? I don't know.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right. Yeah,
that was
sad. That's definitely
Freddy Krueger.
That's definitely
that's something that that's I don't think
you can't avoid. Like you're gonna sleep at some point. That's the thing. Like about that shit.
You try to fight it as much as you can, but eventually
you can't be.
You're gonna be fucking snoozing, man.
Okay, so who watched
Robert English?
England.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch Freddy Krueger and Jason versus Jason? Okay, that was fucking badass.
That was
right. Right, they did a really good version of splitting the two up.
So, here's what I'm entertaining about Freddy. If you left Elm Street, were you still going to have nightmares about Freddy?
Yes.
If you moved definitely. To a whole other state.
They don't. They
he's
just all live on Elm Street.
It was
your dreams. You
know, I thought it was about the kids who got molested by him. I thought it was about the kids that got molested by him.
No.
Was it like the new one?
The original is from molestation.
Okay.
Right. But when the parents burned him, they basically spread him out. It really actually made him stronger.
Yeah. I'll take getting molested over getting murdered by
dreams. Only haunt the kids that he... Oh, okay.
He killed Johnny Depp, didn't he?
He
killed Johnny Depp.
Nobody kills Johnny Depp and gets away with it.
Remember,
fucking Freddy Krueger
did. Didn't he die in the waterbed?
He died in the waterbed. You know what? That waterbed shit.
I couldn't sleep in a waterbed since. Did you? Did you have a waterbed?
No. That waterbed fucking scene freaks me out. I don't even want a waterbed, man.
My parents in the 90s.
A fucking volcano of blood.
My parents in the 90s were like, do you want a waterbed? And I was like, fuck that shit.
I saw how Johnny Depp went out. No.
All right. So. Now we gave them to me. What are my top three favorites?
Oh, yeah.
What are your top three favorites?
I think Event Horizon.
Event Horizon
is fucking... I saw this shit in fifth grade. I walked out of the theater in fifth grade like...
Did you crying?
I was basically crying.
What was it?
Event Horizon.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
let's see. The Tunnel.
Yeah.
It's an Australian horror movie.
Oh, The Descent. I forgot about The Descent.
Oh, I saw that shit in tech school.
The Descent was
I had no idea what that movie was. I was like, I'm going to go see this. And they're in the cave and like shit runs across. I'm like,
you know what? The second one was pretty creepy too.
It was.
Yeah. It was a little more colorful, but it was still fucking scary, man.
Okay, I'm gonna do an addendum to mine. The Strangers.
That one scared the shit out of me.
That
actually, it takes a lot to scare me. So certain things, it has to be realistic.
That was super fucking realistic. Yeah.
I grew up in the country, so I was like,
"What about the?"
You're like, "That you get
eyes
out of
have,
like, I've never noticed
those eyes.
Those
eyes.
Those
eyes.
Not realistic.
If I hear a knock on the door, fuck you. Even
especially
if I
for this type of,
and you know what? Not environment we're in. Not for nothing, but Signs. Creepy the fuck
signs.
Out too.
Dude. Especially in the closet watching that shit
only
like
because
the from Mexico when that shit walks in the background
only because,
or with the hand coming underneath the door.
God. Only because I believe in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Or
same
they're,
here.
They're
I believe
in, the basement
in
and these...
more of a intelligent life out there.
Mm-hmm. He's in the basement leaning against the fucking the wall.
I know it wasn't as scary as a lot of the other ones, but that shit fucked me up.
That was
the last good M. Night Shyamalan.
The only thing I didn't like was the ending.
Yeah, exactly.
The water.
It was like, oh my god, seriously.
That's
like
basically all alien
Shyamalan.
Movies.
Fuck you.
Like,
sure, yeah.
Fuck you with your terrible goddamn
ending. The premise of the movie was
shit.
Oh man, fuck.
What'd you guys think of the Paranormal Activity movies?
Especially, no,
I saw
sucked.
The first one in theater.
You didn't like them?
Those suck.
They scared the shit out of me.
I saw first
you
one in theater, and I was like,
because they were all video, and I could do that shit with my phone.
I think that's what makes it scary, is it is in your environment. It
exactly.
It is all paranormal
so,
in your environment.
So how do you guys feel about
that? I didn't like
found
that.
Footage,
I didn't
like
that.
The people filming their shit.
They started that shit like... a long time ago.
Right, which
anyone
was the first
quarantine?
Like, super popular
quarantine?
One.
Yeah, it was in quarantine.
Okay.
I know, I didn't like the
legit.
Like,
quarantine
show.
My first movie. My dad just bought this 60-inch TV, and like I think it was in 2009. So they were like that was big back then. That was big. So it was a huge box.
Yeah, it was
huge box
was what,
TV, and that was the
Spain?
First movie that. We watched on it together. It was nighttime, and
I can see at that point.
Like, The Lion King.
But I went from watching Elm Street at 8 years old, 5 years old. That's so that paranormal shit didn't do shit to me. I was already, I was born and raised with scary movies. So like,
see, me too, but I don't Paranormal Activity, I was like, I don't know. This shit scares the fuck out of me.
I think it only bothers people who have like boundaries.
I was in theater like this.
Oh yeah.
Well, you watched it first, right? And then you watched it with me, and I was like,
Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, that shit.
With that look on my face.
Here's a question.
Like, yeah, just watch it. I'll be right here, man. I'm watching with you. Don't worry about it.
Kinda, sorta. I'm so scared.
Here's a question for each of you. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen? Marcus, we'll go.
Scariest, fuck. Scariest. Right,
hold on.
You said Elm Street, right?
No. Yeah, the Freddy Krueger movies fucking freak me out. Right? Man. I'm not gonna lie.
Original.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with the Freddy Krueger shit.
That's originally. Fair.
That's fair. What about you?
If I change my mind, I'll let you know.
I want to go first because that's what
the Conjuring movies, both of them, terrified the fuck out of me. Terrified the fuck out of me. Like that scene in the second one where the kid fucking throws that stupid ass truck in the fucking tent.
Nope.
And that motherfucker's like, fuck. I was like, ow! What the fuck was that?
What about you, Joe?
I was so angry.
Not really a connoisseur of scary movies, so.
Connoisseur.
Elm Street.
Everyone, Elm Street.
You need to watch
epic.
Horror movies, Joe.
Epic. I've seen them.
What about you, Josie?
No, you don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know if this counts because it's not a horror movie. But
no, whatever you want it counts.
It was a movie about sex trafficking. And oh, I was,
what is it called? Tell me.
I don't know what it was.
Sex Trafficker.
Hard Candy.
I don't know what it was called.
No, because sex trafficking, but most of those movies are just so deep.
Yeah, it started out with a girl like going to this modeling audition.
Oh, that's called the
audition. What is that?
Taken.
What is that?
Taken.
No,
Taken. Six. This time, I'm really getting you back.
It wasn't Taken, but as a teenager, that one hit me hard. Because... because it was like, oh my god, these people are everywhere.
They are. And they just take
audition one and a half.
I agree.
Audition one
this
and a half.
This time
it's
time to come back.
I have no clue what movie it was.
Old Boy, six.
It was
I saw
horrible.
The devil.
Death is imminent.
I saw the devil. A Tale of Two Sisters.
No.
Taylor Swift.
Spitting out titles will not help because I have no clue what the name was. I think it actually was just called Trafficking.
Human Caterpillar.
It could be. It could be. I agree.
Human
Caterpillar. I can.
Because it was really freaking.
Human Caterpillar. Three, I think, when they're in jail. And they saw everybody to each other's buttholes.
I've only seen the first one. That was fucked up.
That's Christina, what I heard.
Christina, like,
you get $500 if you do this.
Scariest horror movie, Christina.
Cash money.
Watch. I haven't even cash seen money. Nightmare on Elm Street.
So what?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking uppercut the fuck out of you.
What is the wrong mummy? With you? The mummy.
Again, really fucking terrifying.
You hear that? The
and it
mummy.
Is Rose Red. Rose Red was the most fucking terrifying
Why
movie
do
I saw.
Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Fucking
I don't even know what it charm. Is either. It don't worry.
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure like, Rose Red was made in India.
It was. Yeah. It's yeah, a really you, fucking it old okay. movie.
Wait a minute.
And I was in.
I'm going to look it up.
I was way back when, and a little kid.
I have no idea.
Let's move on.
It was like 4th of July.
I want to know what everyone's most fucked up movie is.
I got to pee this.
The Grinch necessary. What is your
most horrorish horror movie?
Horrorish.
I mean, obviously.
Rose Red is a miniseries? Yeah. So confused.
Rose Red?
I mean, I'm still going to stick with the original Exorcist, where she fucking flips her back and
it's like a haunted house
thing. I just I'm going to stick with that because I mean Elm Street obviously, but I'm going to be different and I'm going to stick with the original, like literally when she bends her back and
oh, that shit was fucking crazy.
Where,
right?
Where
and
you
for the
almost
time,
think
oh, man.
For the time
where you question the effect, religion, where you question does these shit does it exist? Can it
totally does?
You know,
it totally does.
It's it. I mean, I'm gonna go with that because that shit as much as I'm like, that shit doesn't exist.
When did that movie come out? Like
77 or something?
Where somebody controls for the your time, body.
That shit was, I have a question. Had, it was fucking epic.
Has anyone seen, I think it's called The Reaper or Reaping? One of them?
Raping.
You know what? Reaper? Creeper?
What was it about?
Jeepers Creepers?
Not Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, my God. That was really a good movie. I thought it was.
It was entertaining, right? Yes, it was a fun fucking movie. Jeepers, for whatever goddamn reason.
Nope, never seen it either.
All right, well, let's get back to the topic. What about you, Tony? What was your...
Definitely it, because it fucked up my childhood. And I couldn't look at clowns the same way.
Clowns don't scare me.
Fuck you, clowns.
They're weird.
I mean, like, have you ever heard of John Wayne Gacy?
I can't look at clowns. Have you ever heard of John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, yeah. That's true. He's a clown of the Midwest.
Yeah.
I couldn't go in the woods after, like, a month.
I mean, he was freaky looking, but original clowns don't scare me.
What about you, Andrew?
They're terrifying.
I feel like the scariest movie I've ever seen was called, it was Lake Mungo. Is it Australian movie?
You told me about that one.
God, Australian movies are awesome.
Like, it's about the plot of the movie was
foreign,
a girl.
Foreign movies.
So good.
Girl, the main dude's sister dies. She drowns. But they're haunted by her. And some stuff happens. Whew!
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm scared shitless.
Just keep talking about it.
I that's all I gotta say. I'm scared shitless.
Just keep talking about it.
We're losing people. We're down to four people.
No, we gotta
really have to pee too.
We'll go pee. Go outside. Go pee.
We'll take a break.
Pee break.
Intermission.
Well, okay. we can still.
Well, Marcos is coming back. He'll tell us how long. I feel like it'll be about an hour right now.
Okay, what's
up? Dead Space was
no, there he is.
Dead Space was scary as fuck.
I did play that.
Video games. Holy scariest shit. Video game.
Dead Space for sure, bro.
Call of Duty Zombies.
Shut the fuck up, Chris. Marcos, what about you? Scariest video game.
I know you guys were asking. We're at 42 minutes right now.
Scariest video game you've played.
Oh, fuck. You know what? The first Resident Evil.
God damn, that's the fuck out of me.
Because you can't move for shit.
And I try to play it again.
Years later, it's still...
The fucking control system is terrible.
It is terrible.
It's like, shit, man, the zombie's coming after me. Fuck! I ended up in the other screen. Where the fuck am I? Come back. He killed me.
I had a headphone jack, so I'd be playing that like 12-year-old me on TV, like my TV. Headphones just like this. Playing that shit like fucking goddamn stupid-ass dog jumps through the door. Oh my God. Fuck me running. Jesus. What about you?
That's just pretty bad. But I mean,
Dead Space.
When it comes to the newer games, real quick.
I don't know if I want to talk about this because mines are going to sound lame.
Dead Space.
No, hey, you can say
Call of Duty Zombies.
Hey, you can say them. It don't matter. Because even the newer games, like, you know, you come with Evil Within and Dying Light. Those fucking games are scary as fuck. And I never continued playing them, but they were really scary.
Dead Space, though, man.
And Diana would agree.
That first Dead Space.
Dying Light.
Dead Space probably
mine. The Evil Within.
Dying Light.
The Evil Within.
And Dying Light. Dying Light.
That one scared the fuck out of me.
The Dead Space.
I actually had to throw the fucking controller and go take a smoke break.
That's
because that fucking game scared the shit out of me.
Scary.
You're too scared.
The Evil Within, though, that shit. The first 20 fucking minutes of that goddamn game stressed me the fuck out.
Did you guys ever play the... It pissed me off. The PT, that Silent Hill teaser.
Good for me, good for you.
I did.
The Silent Hill one?
Yeah, yeah. That was supposed... Oh, my God.
When you can't get out of the fucking room until somebody kills you.
I want to play the virtual reality fucking goddamn Resident Evil.
That new Silent Hill is legit.
I want to play the fucking Resident Evil.
It's not going to be a Silent Hill game because they canceled it.
They can't.
But that shit, like... Because I remember watching that shit at work, like, turn the lights off. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I remember I was in there.
It fucks with you, man.
I was actually in there for that one.
You were? Yep. Yeah. But that new Resident Evil, though. You can get that with the VR.
It's kind of the same as Silent Hill.
You get that with the VR. So you're fucking playing that shit like...
Yeah, looking around.
Nope. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Behind this corner right here.
Ugh. What about you, Josie? You don't play video games.
I do play video games.
Well, okay, you play video games. What's the scary
video game?
Okay. It's not a scary video.
Which one's that?
Okay, I have never played any scary video game.
You should play the evil.
Yeah, how about the one you're about to mention?
I have had scary experiences. I don't know.
Like Supernatural?
If you're playing an MMO and you're like about to go raid something and you're the only one,
Joe, your wife is a nerd.
Shut up. Oh my
Destiny.
God.
Division dead.
No, you should play The Evil Within.
Should I?
Yeah.
You should play Resident Evil.
And tell me if you like it after really, the first 20 minutes.
I really like video games. I want to note that I really do like video games, but who has control over the TV?
Joseph the Bastard.
Actually, I would like to say Joseph. I really would, but it is our toddler.
From the
our 2-year-old. Right.
Like midnight to 2 a.m. it's me.
From yeah. So I do have the option to play on have the option to play on our PS3 in our bedroom, but Joe has control over the big TV and I'd rather play in there. So
fair enough.
Yeah. But I do like PC games.
So if anyone needs a big TV to get rid of,
with not watching scary movies, do you not play scary games?
No, everyone brought it up.
Dead Space.
I'll point to you when you turn the music on.
It's a good one.
That's
a good one.
Dante Inferno wasn't scary; just had some scary elements. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Country Cash?
Country Cash.
She's gonna say Call of Duty.
I already mentioned mine.
Zombies.
Say Call of Duty,
zombies. That shit was scary.
I mean, maybe the first one.
Those eyes are horrifying. I can't even do zombies in a movie, let alone being chased by them.
28
Days Later was legit. 28 Days Later was fucking super legit.
Really? I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Man, okay, I did not
what
like
it. What did you like about it?
Of superhuman zombies that can run fast.
That's World War Z.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, like, aren't the zombies in 28 Days? They can run.
They're not super fast.
World War
Z is
run.
Like a goddamn. They come over a wall. It's like
I like
goddamn
slow
waterfall.
Zombies. Yeah, that like ants, we can shoot.
What about you, Char? What's the scariest video game you played?
A swarm, not the
horde. I don't play the video games.
All right, Tony.
What about in the past? Yeah.
For me, the first Silent Hill, for sure.
Silent Hill. Those games.
Silent Hill, the first one.
With the,
that's a good one.
Yeah, with the pyramid head coming at you and the fucking...
I don't even know the
crawling shit. I don't know, babies, whatever the fuck they were coming at you.
Falling baby meteors.
Falling babies.
No. That fucked me up.
Ugh.
What about you?
Smedwards.
Shit. I think I'd probably go either Dead Space or Alien Resurrection. Not a Resurrection. What's that alien game that came on PlayStation?
It's Resurrection.
What?
It's Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Is it? That shit was scary. Like, you'd be hiding a locker.
Correct direction.
And that goddamn Xenomorph would come out, kill you. Oof.
Oh, you're in the locker? It doesn't matter. I see you.
Yeah.
Is that the alien's like, if fuck your mic's on, it can hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It don't matter. I see you.
Fuck that game. Fuck that game.
You're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway.
Start from scratch.
Anyhow.
So what's next?
I feel like, we've talked about a lot tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we covered, you know, the usual fuck you, Brandon Parker.
Fuck you, Brandon Parker.
Fuck you, Parker.
He left. He
fuck
was
you,
here.
Yep.
Fuck you, because
for you guys that
want
to know, he was actually here, but he had to leave.
Can't believe because
he
didn't
had an
stay.
Excuse, quote unquote.
My parents.
But whatnot.
Whatever.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Next, we have Today in History, which we talk about Hitler.
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
Of course.
It's always Hitler.
No
it's
information about Hitler.
He's my favorite.
He's mine too.
Dumb shit he did, but it was actually effective, but it was still dumb shit he did.
He's my favorite.
Then we move. What do we got? 21st birthday stories. Those were pretty good ones, you know, because everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody has one.
Except for me.
Except for Miss Josie.
Most of us have one.
Because we're old as fuck.
The outlaw Josie Wales.
Yours is coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. You guys want to know what I'm going to do for my 21st birthday?
Let us give us a little glimpse. Give us a little glimpse.
You guys
want to
know. I bet you guys do.
Okay, give us a little glimpse.
Just shit-faced?
Little glimpse. What is it
going to
be?
I am going to have a very, very nice 21st birthday, celebrating with my 2-year-old, my newborn baby, and my husband.
So you're going to have a third kid, basically.
Good job, Joe. I'm not going to get pregnant again.
You say that now.
Joe said that he's going to let me go shopping all day for my birthday.
And Joe does not realize how broke he's going to be.
He also said that he is going to let me get my hair did. And all that jazz.
I will give you
a damn. Do you know how long? I don't think he realizes the length of your hair and how much that's going to cost him.
I will bring my phone.
You know, it goes by length, what, not girl? By.
I'm thinking about doing an ombre. I'm thinking about going full ombre with this. So, no, I plan on going alone, which means that Joe is going to have the kids. He's going to give it the credit
card. Ooh, Joe, sucks to be
my account.
What?
Fuck.
Nope. Be mistake.
It is.
Beep beep.
I'm gonna have a cab under $50.
I don't really plan on buying alcohol, but if I do.
I already gave you alcohol for your birthday.
That is true. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anyhow, so we talked about Christmas and also horror movies.
And horror games.
And horror games.
Gosh darn the money.
Gosh darn those things, as she said.
So should we wrap it up?
We should wrap it up.
All right.
Always wrap it before you tap it.
Anyhow. For the hashtag Free Parker Squad, this was Faulty Logic. And while logic is faulty, we most definitely are not. Let me say this. Much like Abraham Lincoln, after he was signed the Magna Carta, before he was assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald, he said, and I quote, "Marcos, play that smooth jazz." And for those out there listening, never forget that the cream rises to the top.